Good morning. There's a lot more people here than I thought there were going to be. I'd like to continue on the subject I started last week on little sins. This week I'd like to talk about worry. Biblical synonyms for worry are anxiety, fear, heaviness, sorrow. Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety in the heart of man causes depression. Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Have you ever seen anyone or known anyone that suffered from depression and anxiety? You know what a broken spirit looks like. Excessive worrying can lead to anxiety and even panic attacks. The physical effects of worry can affect your appetite, lifestyle habits such as drug or alcohol abuse. It can also affect relationship and job performance. According to WebMD, the continued release of stress hormones can cause serious physical illnesses such as suppression of the immune system, digestive disorders, muscle tension, short-term memory loss, coronary artery disease, and even heart attack. So you think of a worry as like a train, okay? A train going at 60 or with 60 cars going 55 miles an hour, with the emergency brake full on, it takes a mile to stop, and that's pretty long ways. And I think worry is the same way. If you allow that worry to continue to grow, then it's going to take a long while for that to stop. Matthew 6:25 tells us to not even start worrying. When we worry, what are we saying about God? I don't trust you. John MacArthur said it this way, Christians who worry believes God can redeem them, break the shackles of Satan, take them from hell to heaven, give them eternal life, but just don't think they can get them through the next couple of days. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous if you think about it. And if we worry, who is our master? You know, is the circumstances our master, or is it God? And 1 Peter 5:7 tells us to cast all our cares on Him because He cares for us. I mean, how comforting is that He does care for us? Psalms 56 verse 3 says, "Whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in You." Well, worry is a matter of trust. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God does not give us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind." So God gives a spirit of power, love, and sound mind. Where does the spirit of fear come from? It's come from the enemy, from our own flesh. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So in times of worry, God promises us the peace of God and peace in His Word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, please forgive us of the sin of worry. Let us to not look at any sin as little or trivial. And help us not to be anxious or fearful or worry in times of trouble, that we can rest in Your comfort that Your Word gives us. Thank You for loving us so much that we can cast all our cares upon You. Amen.